Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring? Hello?
Crochet Harling. Yes.
Oh, yes. Crochet Harling, okay. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Again, my name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist today on a recorded line. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with a law firm for this matter?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
It's for me.
For you. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were? Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
The brain.
The brain, okay. Where were you diagnosed? What hospital or medical facility?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Where were you diagnosed? What medical facility or hospital?
It was the Heart Hospital, Bakersfield Heart Hospital.
Bakersfield, you said Heart Hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's where I had my surgery. I'm sorry, I was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
Off of 525 Roberts Lane.
525 Roberts Lane? Was that in Bakersfield as well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And do you know the name of the facility?
I'm not sure of the facility.
I see Omni Family Health, and then I see... Oildale. I'm sorry?
Yes. Yes.
It was
Omni.
Omni Family Health. Okay.
Yes.
I just want to make sure it's the right information here, so I'll just copy that. Omni Family Health. That's where you were diagnosed. Okay. And then you said you received a surgery at a health, I'm sorry, Heart Hospital in Bakersfield?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing, is it called Adventist Health Specialty Bakersfield?
Yes.
That's the name. Okay, perfect. So I'll just copy that here. And where were you prescribed the Depo Provera, the injection?
You said where was I prescribed? Like where at on my body or
no,
you're asking like...
What medical facility? Where did you go to receive the Depo Provera?
Oh, I went there to the Omni.
Oh, is it Omni as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I'll just copy that here. And have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No, okay. And when were you diagnosed with meningioma? What was the date?
June 17, 2022.
June 17 of 2022. Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No.
No. Okay. And what is your date of birth, ma'am?
11/27/90.
11/27/1990. Okay. And did you take the injectable
yes.
contraceptive, the Depo Provera brand?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And did you take it for at least 1 year, meaning you took 4 injections in the 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. When did you start using it? What year?
I started using it June 20th of 2022.
You started using it in 2022?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have the right dates here. You said you were diagnosed June 17 of 2022, and you started using the injection June 20th of 2022.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you was. I was thinking of like when I started like my treatment and everything. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
Okay, so one
I'm
more time. When were
confused.
you?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. When were
I
you
started using.
diagnosed?
I was diagnosed June 17th of 2022, and I started using it March of 2025. I mean, 2015.
Oh, okay, March of 2015. Okay. And then when did you stop using it?
November 2021.
November 2021. Okay, right before the diagnosis. Okay, so you used it for about a little over 5 years.
Yeah,
I see.
almost 6 years.
Almost 6 years. Okay. And I do have your first and last name. Is it Crochet or Crashaw?
Krista and Harling. Yes, Harling.
Crochet. Okay. Harling. Do you have a middle initial?
Yeah.
M as in Mary?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then I have your phone number. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
661-602-4291. Okay.
Yes.
And then what is your email?
So Jordan81@gmail.com.
Okay. ShayJordan81 at Gmail. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake questions here. At the end of the questionnaire, I'll send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case. Is that okay? Okay, perfect. And do you have access to your email on your phone? Yes. Okay, perfect. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
For the attorney?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to go on the legal document to sign.
605-420-2246.
Okay, 0246. And what is your current mailing address?
4310 BALBOA Drive, Apartment G, Bakersfield, California, 93307.
Okay, I heard 4310. What was the name of the street?
BALBOA.
Balboa, okay. Balboa Drive, Apartment D as in dog. Okay. That's Bakersfield, California. Okay, one second. Apartment D, it's not letting me. Okay, and then we went over the medical information here. Do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
My doctors have the records.
Your doctors, okay. But there is a way to request them, correct? Yes, okay, perfect. Okay, let me just verify here. Omni Family Health.
Well, I don't think I gave them permission to give out my information, but
No.
I don't know if that's what you were asking.
Yeah, of course. We don't have permission yet, but once you sign the retainer, that gives them permission. But what I'm asking is, there are medical records available, correct? Yes. Okay, perfect. Okay. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that they can continue. So for that, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate? It could be anybody you trust, either a family member, a friend.
I You can take this number down, 661.
Mm-hmm.
497. Take this number down, 661.
Mm-hmm.
314-5878. 5878.
Okay, 661-314-5878.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and whose number is that?
Family member.
Family member, okay. What is their first and last name?
Nisha Davis.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
N-I-S-A Davis, D-A-B-I-S.
Okay. Nisha Davis?
Nisha.
Nisha. Okay. N-I, is it S-A or S-H-A?
S-H-A.
Okay. Perfect. Nisha Davis, family member. All right. And that's it for the questionnaire here at the end. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're finished here. Let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send over that retainer agreement to start working on the case. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So you'll be pretty familiar with it. It's just an electronic signature and a few initials. So it'll be the retainer agreement for the attorneys, and then the HIPAA compliance form, which is the medical form that gives them permission to look through your records so that they can build a case. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page.
Will I go to?
Go ahead and go to your email, and then also I'll send it to a text message with a link. It's the same document, whichever one's easier for you. You'll see it soon. It'll say Natalia wants to send a DocuSign, or it'll say Mass Tort Strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then while you do that, I'm going to pull up the information for the attorneys so that I can send that to you.
You're going to do what?
I'm going to pull up the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you.
Okay.
Just let me know if you have any questions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just got the notification. It looks like everything is signed. Ms. Crochet, you'll also get another email with a copy of everything, so you have that for your records. Now, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to review the information. Then they're going to call you back and let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's it for today's call, ma'am. I'm going to send you a text message with their phone number and my direct desk line so you can save it in your contacts. If you have any other questions or any concerns, you can call me back or send me a text, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.